start, so I'm assuming. Let's start gentle with page 22.
Better late than never. He probably decided not to bother going upstairs.
So this is the tail end of the credo, and the credo has the Allegro con spirito, the et incarnatus est, which is this, which is solo plus SATB, and then the et resurrexit. So we didn't look at these parts last time, so I thought you had to sight read them, so sorry about that. So your part actually starts on 42. So who's been listening to this in general? Are you listening to just your parts or are you listening to the Mass?
Just my parts right now.
Yeah. I would highly recommend, because it seems like, oh, I want to get my notes. But, you know, to play the whole movement and get a sense of what's really happening, and kind of notice your part, but not even. And then zero in on your part would probably be the better learning tool if you're finding yourself struggling, figuring out how the parts, and even here in the sectionals, sometimes it's like, yeah, I get my part, but I don't see how it fits in the rest, so try to help you with that. But this is a beautiful movement. Sorry, let me get some volume here for you.
Thank you.
Okay, it's page 46. I find this, especially the beginning, the first page or two, very difficult, but.
That's a quick one.
Yes.
Sean said work on the first three movements.
Yeah, I know. Well, but I'm a little bit.
Catching.
I should have asked him. But this is in the first three movements. See, so I got confused last week because I'm just taking things literally. He said Kyrie, Gloria, and Credo. But since there's no index in our, so that the Kyrie is all by itself. The Gloria has two parts, three parts. The Credo has three parts. And that's, so last week I didn't get you guys rehearsed on the right thing. And that's why you went in there and had to sight read. So
his email this week said, "Go do Gloria and Credo." That's what I got from the email.
Again, but the Credo consists of three parts. So
yeah.
that's the confusion. So again, I'm a little bit unclear. The Credo, the first part of the Credo, you know very well, right?
Yeah.
And that's easy. The second part of the third part of the Gloria is tremendously difficult. Has a fugue in it. We haven't touched it.
That's a good one.
So I was just trying to cover some ground here,
yeah.
But chances are I don't know if we'll get to the Edgar's Rixies. And so let's go back and just review the Kyrie. And then we'll walk through the Gloria. What page are you on? Page one.
You can do that.
So again, I would highly recommend, in fact, if you want, I will copy this for you, because I didn't figure this out myself, and I've done a few masses in my time.
Or you look at it yourself and write it out, put it in your book.
Yeah, you can only tell because it doesn't really end. When if you don't see a double bar line, it's part of the big title, okay? So, again, painful lesson.
Ready, and
clear, it's all there. Don't Settle Down on One More Time basses. Ready? And. Yes, that is true. So, top of eight. Ready? And top of top eight. Yeah, we're gonna do this again for the basses. Two, three.
Yeah. entry at star 143, 4?
We don't have bar numbers.
We don't have bar numbers.
We're trying to find an A.
This one?
Bottom of 12?
Bottom of 12.
Yes. I know, it's tough. This is the chord. Oh, Let's do this again. One bar before the 2T in the middle of 16. It's like It takes a while to get through it, so that's why I just spread it out over these three separate movements, okay? Good, just take that from the beginning again, and we'll venture forward. 27, top 27. Ready, and. Short. opposite. Amen, 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 right, and one.
Amen.
Okay. Reverse that. So it's amen, amen, amen. Because otherwise it sounds a bit
short and quiet men.
Yes, more on the ah, less on the men. And one.
Amen, amen.
That's an A, that's an A. Okay, can we start the base entry, bottom of 32?
What tenors come in after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. No tenors. Beautiful one in the middle, the second part of the aria, where you have those beautiful